Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I would say the one thing that I was most worried about when the season started was Porzingis staying healthy. That was the biggest issue. So I don't know if you watched the game, if you watched it early in the game. Here is how it sounded when Porzingis ended up getting hurt.
Miami's missed a lot of shots. Good D at the rim.
Porzingis is hurt. They're going to take a foul here to get Porzingis out of the game.
He's limping his way off the floor. He was questionable. He looks like he's got major concern right now.
He does. He is. Ooh. Right there, he started signaling.
Yeah, it's the right one, I think, here.
So Tatum ended up with 20 points. Jaylen Brown, 17 points, 6 turnovers. Neither one of those guys were really, you know, had the great game, but Derek White. But Porzingis getting hurt, I think the obvious question is just, what does this mean moving forward? Here's a guy that you really relied on. Here's a guy that was basically, you know, the difference maker, and you were worried about him getting hurt. I was worried about him getting hurt, and they sat him. He missed 25 games. He was nursing other injuries. He was nursing a hamstring. He was nursing a calf on the opposite leg, and he was actually hurt earlier in the game, and he was limping around. And I was like, wow, they should probably get him out because they don't really need him in this game. They should just get him out right now because I saw him limping.
Yep.
And then sure enough, two possessions later, he ends up non-contact injury. Seems like he pulled his calf or something like that. I guess the biggest question is how big of a deal is this with him being out?
So it's less than ideal. This was the narrative. The two narratives about Porzingis are postseason, he stinks. He's never done anything in the postseason, and his health. And they managed his health all year long. He was one of those guys like, oh, this little one thing pops up. He misses a couple games, another thing. As you said it, he's out there with a leg sleeve on one leg, the physio tape, whatever the hell they call it, on the other.
Kinetic tape or whatever it is.
Like, the whole thing. And then pop, and when he did it, I thought he was done. I thought torn Achilles, because he pulled the jersey over the front of his face. But I've learned over the years, sometimes you guys don't know what your body is telling you.
Like, no, it's just that's reality. Not true.
Because I remember at Patriots training camp back in the day, and I can't remember the specific player, but it was one of those where everybody comes over, even Bill comes over, Nick Caserio comes over, and usually when that happens, it's like, that was season ending. We'll be putting you on IR tomorrow. You can go home, and we'll maybe see you next year. And the player was back on the practice field like a day later, 2 days later. So sometimes the player thinks it's massive. But my big takeaway is, maybe I'm being naive here. I think you can easily get to the NBA Finals without Porzingis. Because what happened last night? Derek White steps up, right? Jrue Holiday can step up. You have the potential for even Peyton Pritchard is capable of a Peyton Pritchard game. Seems like we always call these certain playoff games. Oh, that was that Peyton. That was the Derek White game last night. That'll be known as the Derek White game. Or the game where Porzingis got hurt.
That's the problem. That's the thing. It's like this guy does everything right. He gets a 38 points, can't even miss. He's like the difference maker in this game, and he's not even the lead story.
But that's okay because you won.
No, I know. Right? But it does paint it because, listen, you've gone to the final. So, okay, so do you think the Celtics can get to the NBA Finals without Porzingis? 617-779-7937. Getting there, I think, is possible. Now, the good thing about this situation is that he may have a lot of time to rest because before the beginning of the conference semifinals, which would be against either the Cavaliers or the Magic, whose first round right now is tied 2-2. So they're tied 2-2. Mm-hmm. So if they can close him out, that would give him more time to rest. But I sit there and look what's happened at Giannis. Giannis had a similar injury. The dude's been out forever.
Right.
And I do think you're not winning the NBA championship without Porzingis.
Yeah.
You're not doing it.
I'm on the same page. I think you can easily go to the finals without him, and I think you could easily lose in the finals without him because I think you see it with the Nuggets are just so good. Murray, everybody talks about Jokic, but Murray, that's a good basketball team. And, you know, it's just unfortunate. Like, the TV's on in the background, and they showed Porzingis putting the jersey over his face. Now, we should say, he put on social media, will be good. Well, I think was his phrasing, right?
Well, he actually said, he sent this out about, 12 hours ago. Good win tonight. Good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will be good, muscle emoji.
But does will be good mean, oh, I didn't tear my Achilles, so I'll be good. But what does that mean? Like, you could pull a calf, as you said. Giannis has been out, or the Kevin Durant thing from a couple years ago where he had a pulled calf, then torn Achilles when he came back from the pulled calf because it wasn't right. So, and he's got these other issues, right?
Like, what are the other issues?
Well, he's been limping around all year. What, he had a foot to start?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it feels like, I mean, and I know these unicorns, these 7'4 guys often have foot, ankle, calf. Like, it's just, there's a lot of stress down there. But, no, my immediate takeaway from this is not like, oh, it's over. Like, I don't think so.
I just like,
could you win the title without him? Could you? Absolutely.
So the non-verbal cues to me
were bad.
Were always, okay, non-contact, was already kind of limping before, obviously dealing with something. He doesn't get hit, and it just, as soon as I see that movement, it reminds me of guys who run down on kickoff return, our kickoff team, and they start running, and they just blow their knee out. They make a cut. They blow their knee out. Achilles tear, like the whole Aaron Rodgers situation. When I see somebody walking the way he was walking, I'm like, oh, no. Okay, how bad is it? Because he was in a boot, so he's walking out of a boot.
And, which is common, though.
Well, message to Porzingis, you know, when it comes to wearing a boot, you know, speaking from experience, listen to your doctor. If the doctor tells you to keep the boot on for 3 weeks, keep the boot on for 3 weeks. You won't have any. You won't have to go back and start all over again.
Can I ask you a question though? His injury history, could that be a good thing in this case? Could he be overly cautious or reactionary to his own body, where he knows if it doesn't feel right, don't push off again and test it again. Get the hell off the court. Be smart with it. Get it fixed. Get whatever treatments. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's some people that maybe push through injuries and then create worse injuries.
So that's what I thought he was doing, because he rolled his other foot.
Yes.
Earlier on, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 possessions earlier, walked it off, ran it off, and then sure enough, he's dribbling with his left hand and then pop. He just stopped walking. Now, I think he's extremely important. I don't know. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. So here's Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla was asked post game, you know, does he change his approach since Porzingis is hurt?
Knowing obviously that you don't know if Porzingis is going to miss some time, or if he does, how long, does that change the pressure or anything like that on the next game? Say, you got to make sure that you close this series out, just so guys can get their rest and be ready to maybe make up for any potential loss?
No, nothing changes. Bringing the same mindset, intentionality, toughness, details to the next game, regardless of who's available, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs. And, you know, all year we've had guys step in and play. So most important thing is execute the game plan and bring the mindset and the toughness it takes.
So I guess that is kind of important. That was a big kind of theory moving around, philosophy towards the end of the season, especially towards the end of the season. Mazzulla kept throwing out different lineups, in the middle of the game, at the beginning of the game. He was just, it was like they had the ability to try different things that most teams wouldn't do, because mm-hmm. they had already locked up the best record in the NBA. So he was able to experiment with different lineups, you know, just different philosophies, different, just different everything. Now he's going to need it because Porzingis is out.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And you have Al Horford, who I thought played really well last night. And we'll get into some of his leadership things. I liked when Tatum went down and he came over and shoved Bam Adebayo out of the way. But I was just looking at it. He was a plus 15, Al Horford. He had the second best plus minus in the game last night. Some of those minutes coming, I think, as a result of Porzingis, some his regular rotational minutes. So this idea, I think we've almost, I know you like gaslit. You know,
gaslighting was the word of the year, of the year in,
New
back
year?
In 2022.
Oh, so we've,
and it's still is probably the most used word moving forward.
I don't know that the Celtics are as thin as people first portrayed them to be when they kind of built this super team to start the year, when you have these five all-star, you know, caliber starters. I mean, Al Horford's a good player coming off the bench. Peyton Pritchard has developed into a really good player coming off the bench. So that's seven deep you go right there.
What about Sam Hauser?
Good
His
player.
Impact on this Celtics team will be greater than Al Horford's.
Okay.
Were you reading
is
a script
that,
there?
That I wanted to make sure it was
His
nice and clean.
On this
and,
team.
Okay, here's the thing. First of all, the bet was
that's with pauses
that
cut
Sam
out.
Hauser would play in every single game. That was the bet.
Oh, is this why you owed food?
No. We haven't. No, this is why people are kind of confused. The bet was that I told Gresh that Sam Hauser would play in every single game. Every single one. And then it turned into who has a bigger impact. Is it Al Horford? Is it Sam Hauser?
Well, last night he had 0 points. He was a minus three.
No, he wasn't great.
He was one of only two players, along with Luke Kornet, who was minus in the game.
Yeah, but did he play in the game?
He did. He had 16 minutes. So that's a victory for you? He logged 16 minutes?
Yeah, it's a victory for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. It's a victory for the Celtics. It came at a cost. There's no doubt about that. Now, I do push back a little bit. I was listening coming in to they had a whole Swayman-Ullmark debate on the morning show, and Courtney was sort of taking the side of their creating controversy. I do think there's a little bit of a overshadowing if you just fixate on Porzingis. No. This is a team that has still four really good starters, right?
Yeah.
Really good starters. One of which just had the playoff game of his life in Derek White, right? So, like, to just fixate on, oh boy, your view of things, yeah. Porzingis
Sorry
is hurt.
To disappoint you.
How about the fact that your stars had mediocre games at best, right? Brown and Tatum weren't great. They weren't great at all. And you won by 20.
Yeah, Miami's horrible. Listen, Miami had life. They had one good game. That was game two. They hit a bunch of shots. They're not hitting any of those three-pointers anymore. And their culture isn't quite as dangerous as people like to believe it was without two of their best players.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.